السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع، ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, our sisters listening at the madrasa, those listening over receivers, and later I believe it will be Radio Islam that will be replaying tonight's majlis. So make dua that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes it beneficial for me, for you, and everyone that is listening. There is a car, ND535093, Toyota Corolla White. Please remove your car, you are blocking or obstructing somebody. Alhamdulillah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal ihsan that we are once again gathered for this majlis of zikr. Something that I have been repeating many, many times, and it seems that many people who come for the first time, or they are visitors to our city, so then it clarifies and clears some doubts that may come into the minds. That when it comes to the majlis of zikr, then we generally discuss a few things. Yet in the world there are so many things that are happening and they have to be discussed. Who can deny that there is a great need to inform the congregations about what's happening in Palestine, what's happening in Afghanistan, what's happening in Iraq, what's happening in other parts of the world, in Somalia, Sudan. Lots of things are happening in our country and happening in other countries. And a Muslim is a person whose heart becomes affected by whatever affects the Muslims around the globe. We cannot find any kind of satisfaction in our lives if there is bloodshed, if there is destruction of homes, properties, if there is the raining of bombs on innocent women, children, men. So we cannot find satisfaction, irrespective of how far we may be from those places where such kind of terrorism is taking place. Wherever such kind of injustice or tyranny or oppression is taking place, no matter how far we may be from there, but we cannot find satisfaction. Look at Mandela, his one granddaughter died in an accident. The next day was the opening of the World Cup. But he did not participate. Although the whole world was awaiting his participation, here there was just one granddaughter that died in an accident and he didn't participate. He said that she has more right over him than the World Cup. But it does not affect our hearts. There can be shedding of any amount of blood. Look at the flotillas that were stopped. Look at all the other things that happened. And look at all the people that are still losing their lives in the different countries through the bombings. And they are our Muslim brothers and sisters. But our entertainment fun does not stop. We say that comes first. So we don't say that there must be no entertainment, no enjoyment, no fun. There is a place for everything. But we know at present what is happening around the globe. And in last week's majlis I mentioned about the accidents that took place and about the lives that were lost of people that were returning from the stadiums. So there I explained to you clearly that we must not think that it's some kind of a victory for us that we were saying something and it happened. We must sympathize, we must empathize, we must make dua a maghfirat for those people and we must give them the benefits and believe that inshallah they were reading the duas of Safar. I'm just repeating this because lots of people may not have heard last week's majlis. That we must give the benefit of the doubt to those people. That they could have been reading the duas of Safar when they were returning. And every Muslim is expected to be reading those duas. And in the duas of Safar, there's also the dua of Maghfirat. Subhanaka inni zalamtu nafsi faghfirli wa la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta. Glorifying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then saying, inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Or reading, subhanaka inni zalamtu nafsi faghfirli. I have done great injustice upon myself. So faghfirli, so forgive me my sin. And there's no one to forgive sin except you, O Allah. And there are many other things that are recited after that. So here is a person who may have engaged in some kind of sin, but the person when he is returning, he is reading a dua in which the person is saying to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that, O Allah, I have done great injustice upon myself. I am not proud and happy and bragging about whatever sin I may have engaged in. I am displeased with it. I am unhappy with it. I am very ashamed of it. I am expressing remorse and regret over it. Therefore, my Allah, forgive me this sin of mine. And there's no one else who can forgive my sin except you. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself says in the Quran Sharif, وَقُرْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allah ta'ala is saying, say, and is giving this to Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was completely sinless, masoom. But it was for the ummah that was going to come, that say, وَقُرْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ. O my sustainer, O my Rabb, forgive me and have mercy upon me. Because you are the best of all those who show mercy. Of all those who show mercy, who is the one that shows the greatest amount of mercy? It's Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So therefore we must give all those benefits of that dua to those people who passed away. And picture them to be in Jannat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows best. But they leave behind a lesson for us that just as death can come just immediately after leaving stadiums, in the same way it can come in nightclubs, in discos, in cinemas, and then look at the club that burnt. How many people died peacefully in Indonesia? And this is an ongoing thing. And no Muslim would like to die in any kind of haram establishment. Which Muslim would like to die in that place? We will give all the benefits, but we will take lessons that we do not know where and when our death will come. So yes, I was explaining that our majlis of zikr is normally centered around these things. That we must be conscious of the fact that death can come suddenly. Death can come suddenly. And then nothing will help us after that except our actions and our deeds. I have given 120 times the example of this. Lights, emergency lights. So many times I have given that example. But it is a reality if we have to really take a lesson from it. That we know that lights are on now, so we can't find anything happening with those emergency lights. But they are plugged on, and should the Itaguani municipality switch off, so then that light will come on. If there is any kind of outage, then that light will come on, because it was being charged. It was plugged on, and it was charging all the time. So when it turns to darkness, then that light will come on and brightness will come. So like that, if we have got our emergency lights plugged on, that means our spiritual emergency lights, with namaz, with roza, with zakat, with hajj, with tilawat of the Quran Sharif, with zikrullah, with fulfillment of the rights of the parents, of the children, of the neighbors, of the young and old, black and white. If we are having it charged with our umrahs and with our ziyarat of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Roza Mubarak, caring for the poor, the needy, the destitute. Now all these things are charging that light. So the moment this person will die and be placed in the grave, in the darkness of the grave, these actions and amal will immediately light up that grave. The roza will light it up, the salat will light it up, the zakat will light it up, the hajj will light it up, his good deeds and actions will light it up. So we must not think that a person, the moment is placed in one grave and finished, after that is all darkness. It depends on what he was doing during his life. But if he had no charging, then of course it's going to fail, it will be darkness. Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Na kuch kaam aayegi shahi teri, na kuch kaam aayegi shahi teri, faqeeri se kuch kaam ban jayega. Na kuch kaam aayega, nothing will help. But if we made the correct use of it, we spent everything or we used everything according to Allah Ta'ala's will and command. First of all, we earned it in a halal way and then we spent it in the correct manner. So then it will help. Those children who we brought up in the proper Islamic way, then they will help. They will read at our qabr. They will make tilawat of the Quran Sharif. We will get the sawab. They will behave in the appropriate manner. They will have good akhlaq and good character and they will be paband with the salat. The sawab will go to the parents who brought them up correctly. But those parents whom themselves, they were sleeping until the sun had risen, but they were talking a lot about the rise of Islam, but only got up after the sun had risen, and they were unconcerned about the children's tarbiyah, so then of course they will become an azab for them. So it is in our hands, we either make or we break one of the two things. As I always tell to the youths, that Y-O-U is in youth. Y-O-U. You are in youth. Now it's in your hands, either you make it or you spoil it. The person who wants to make it, it's in his hands. And if he wants to spoil it and wreck his life and his youth, then that's also in his hand. Allah Ta'ala has given us the willpower. So it's not that nothing will help. It will help if we did the right thing in this world. So this majlis of zikr, I said, is centered around these things because it is intended to light up the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in our hearts. That we look at the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, the azmat of Allah Ta'ala, the barakat and the rahmat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We look at His favors upon us, from morning till evening. How many ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala we use. And there's no bill that is being sent to us for the usage of our sight and our hearing and our speech. And for the usage of our heart and our liver and our lungs and our kidneys, if there had to be a bill, would anybody be able to pay the bill? So we have to look at these ni'mats and bounties of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And that will create a love of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts. That is where our weakness and deficiency is. Lack of love of Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We don't have to keep talking about Jahannam and fire of Jahannam. For a good believer, it is sufficient azab if Allah Ta'ala is displeased. That is sufficient. If somebody says your beloved is displeased with you, does he need more azab than that? Your parents are displeased, or anyone that he loves, his children, his family, they just say they are displeased. Then finish, that is sufficient to make that person restless. He will go out of his way, he will say, I'll do anything to reconcile it. So the person who has love for Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they will not be happy with the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Anything that they find will be offending or anything that will be displeasing to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then it will make them restless. They will not be able to enjoy their food and drink or anything. If a person's most beloved child is lost, Allah Ta'ala must protect. It's the most difficult thing for a parent to bear. That where a beloved child is hijacked or is gone, what a difficult time it is for those parents. At that time, will any parent be enjoying the meals, enjoying the sleep, enjoying fun, entertainment, pleasure when the child is lost? What will people also say? That look at this person, claiming on the one hand that I got great love for this child that got lost, and on the other hand, just enjoying himself. That doesn't seem like any kind of sadness in his life. So what kind of love is that? So until the child is not found, this parent will never find peace and ease. In the same way, if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has become displeased, then this person of Iman, he will never be happy and satisfied. He will never be contented. He will never find peace and satisfaction. He will say, until I have not made my Allah happy, I cannot sleep comfortably. He will forego his breakfast, lunch, supper, whatever it may be, until Allah Ta'ala has become happy, because he knows his life is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. His wealth is in the control of Allah Ta'ala. The ground on which he walks is in the control of Allah Ta'ala. The heavens and the earth is in the control of Allah Ta'ala. So where can he then be happy and satisfied? But for a Muslim, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is so kind that he's left the doors of Tawbah open. And not only for a Muslim, even for the non-Muslim, the doors of Tawbah are open. Look at Allah Ta'ala's mercy and ihsan. Even for those who have rejected Him all their lives, they have said there's no existence of God. But the doors of Tawbah are open. If before their death, before the har-ghara starts, before Sakrat, if the person says, well, I made a big mistake in my life, I can see the heavens and the earth, or I can see the stars, I can see the waters of the ocean, I can see my own body and the creation of Allah Ta'ala, that definitely Allah Ta'ala exists. And if he has to read the kalima and pass away, then he'll go to Jannat. There are so many in the history of Islam who did nothing, no amal at all. One Sahabi left from Syria. Afterwards he became Sahabi, he didn't become a Sahabi because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had passed away. But from Syria he travels, comes to Medina Sharif. It's a long story. And then he just accepts Islam at the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He reads the kalima. And then he says, Ya Allah, what is the purpose of living if I cannot see with my eyes Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? And he collapses and he passes away. Now here's a person who didn't read one namaz, didn't make one zikrullah, didn't keep one fast, didn't make one hajj, didn't do any ibadat, and he goes into Jannah. So where can we look down upon anybody? We just don't know when that person could get hidayat. We can consider ourselves to be having more knowledge than somebody else, but we cannot consider ourselves to be afzal, better than somebody. For we don't know when death will come, how it will come, and where it will come. Aise, waise, kaise, kaise ho gaye. Kaise, kaise, aise, waise ho gaye. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gathered us here for this majlis of zikr. It is His ihsan, His fazal, His kindness. If we are given the tawfiq of taking His name, it is a sign that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has accepted the zikr that we made before that. So a person is given the tawfiq of taking Allah Ta'ala's name after he already took the name of Allah Ta'ala, then that's a sign that the first one is inshallah accepted. Otherwise you won't get that tawfiq. So the fragrance of this majlis of zikr, as I call it, is something different. We require the tafsir of the Quran Sharif, we require Hadith Sharif commentary, we require fazail of sadaqat, of salat, of zakat, of hajj, etc. And we also require some kind of majlis to light up our hearts with the muhabbat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and with the ishq of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For none of us know when we are going to die, and how we are going to die, and where we are going to die. As far as the ayat of the Quran Sharif, which was recited, of course, it deals with the Jumu'ah, Salat, etc. But where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that after the namaz has been completed, then spread out in the earth and seek your sustenance. But together with that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَالْقُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in abundance, so that you may be successful. The zikrullah is the life of everything. All the a'mal, if there's no zikrullah with it, then there's no life in it. But that's a different subject, and if you start discussing that, it'll take a long time. So we come back to the issue of zikrullah in this majlis, that it is not the end of all things. If a person qualifies as a doctor, and after that you ask him what you are doing, then he says that I'm polishing people's shoes. Will that make sense? If the person qualifies as an engineer, and thereafter you ask him that what you are doing, he says I'm doing farming. So there's no doubt he'll get his risk through farming also, he can get through other means also. But what was the whole purpose of becoming an engineer, a doctor, a surgeon, specialist, if he doesn't practice? He can only earn if he practices. So like that, if we are going to practice and make amal, then we will earn. But if we don't make any practice, and we say we qualify, then what kind of qualification is that? So this little zikrullah that we do, it is just a reminder, it is just an encouragement. It doesn't mean that once a week we do a little bit of zikr and all over. It is to remind us in all activities of our life that our Allah is all hearing, all knowing, all seeing. And we are accountable for our deeds and actions. And none of us knows when we are going to leave this world. So we must keep Him happy. The best way to draw from Allah Ta'ala's treasures is to keep Allah Ta'ala happy.
جو ناکام ہوتا رہے عمر بھر بھی بہرحال کوشش تو عاشق نہ چھوڑے یہ رشتہ محبت کا قائم ہی رکھے جو 100 بار ٹوٹے تو 100 بار جوڑے
This رشتہ of محبت with Allah, how can we be happy and satisfied if it snaps? If it snaps 100 times, then knot it up again 100 times. Don't give it up. Allah Ta'ala is merciful, forgiving, really, really loving. And He dearly loves forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards Him, and especially young people. The majority of our audience here who are young people. So how beloved they may be to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that when there's so much of distraction and attraction, they have left there and come to attend the majlis of zikrullah. Allah Ta'ala loves them. We can make qurbani of an old animal with one leg already in the grave and no part of it is really in good condition, and we say we made qurbani. So sometimes looking at each part of the body, the fatwa may be given that the qurbani is valid. But will that be qurbani? Qurbani will be if the person takes a young animal, fit, healthy, looking nice, and then puts a knife on the throat of them. So that's how Allah Ta'ala loves the sacrifice and qurbani of young people. Old people, where else are they going to go? After that, they're going to get youth again.
Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to make amal. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara دل ہمارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए, गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए.
Don't worry about the voice. Beautiful. Flu. If it is affected, you must worry about the worries. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Oh Allah, I want some support in this life of mine. And who else isn't the best of all support but you, oh Allah. Gham tumhara, your love, dil hamara chahiye. My beloved Allah, it must be your love, your muhabbat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, love and muhabbat. And it must be my heart. Gham tumhara, dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. The ocean of love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, I seek the shores of that love. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. My forehead at your door, my Allah. What enjoyment is in that, we cannot describe in words. If any young person has experienced the true enjoyment of putting his forehead before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or raising his hands before Allah ta'ala, and deep-hearted du'as to Allah ta'ala, the enjoyment of that is unreal. It's only that nafs and shaitan and our environment after that which seem to get carried away and get affected. But in reality, after that enjoyment, the person will not want any kind of haram in his life. Because he knows that it spoils that whole taste and enjoyment. It is like poison that is being added.
Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye, bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye, bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar tum hamara dar tumhara chahiye, gham mein bas un ko pukara chahiye, unke hote kya sahara chahiye, gham mein bas un ko pukara chahiye, unke hote kya sahara chahiye. Whatever kind of difficulty, hardship, pain, suffering, turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye, unke hote kya sahara chahiye. We will make use of the means, we will take the medication, we will do everything, but we will turn towards Allah. He knows best why he sends down different conditions for different people. The Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wasalam, look at the kind of test that came upon them. What is our test? Nothing. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as I always say, 3 solid years of being boycotted and ostracized. Can you even imagine that? If one of our great awliya, Allah ta'ala protect everybody, had to be boycotted like that just for a few days, we'll say that, where is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Why is he not coming to your help? But look at those sahaba-e-kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. How strong they were in the iman. Not one of them questioned him that, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are asking us to turn towards Allah ta'ala and make dua and beg of him. And here years and years are going by and nothing seems to be happening. Not one question. They had such yaqeen and faith that this is a test from Allah ta'ala. And it will open the doors of victories which will be unimaginable. The empires fell at the feet of it.
So sometimes Allah Ta'ala sends different conditions of tests and trials for forgiveness of sins, sometimes to give something good in return, sometimes to store it for the hereafter, and sometimes it is for elevation of stages. We just don't know. We must consider ourselves the sinful ones and consider it as forgiveness of sins. And keep on turning towards Him. Hum mein bas unko pukara chahiye. Unke hote kya sahara chahiye.
Lazzate far yaad tufano mein hai. Lazzate far yaad tufano mein hai. कौन कहता है किनारा चाहिए मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए.
Real enjoyment of dua is when the person is in deep pain, deep down the ocean, the person is drowning, or his ship is sinking. At that time, the dua that will come out will be deep heart. Lazzate faryad tufano mein. However, we are not of that caliber and that category that we ask for difficulties and pain and suffering. We must not say we are also of that caliber, that we want to be drowning in the ocean and calling out to Allah Ta'ala. We must be asking Allah Ta'ala for afiyat, salamati, izzat, barakat, rahmat. Allah must keep us in good condition and the ummat at large. And then we make dua to Allah Ta'ala also deep hearted. This is of the great awliya and the anbiya.
Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Ae mere maula meri nazar mein tu hi tu ho tu hi tu. Ae mere maula meri nazar mein tu hi tu ho tu hi tu. सब तो हो बाहर दिल के अंदर तू ही तू हो तू ही तू قلب तपा में दीदे तर में तू ही तू हो तू ही तू मेरे लिए तो बहरों बर में तू ही तू हो तू ही तू कुछ न सुझाई दे मुझे हरगिज लाख हो मंजर पेश निगाह कुछ न सुझाई दे मुझे हरगिज लाख हो मंजर पेश निगाह इल्लल्लाहु इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाहु इल्लल्लाह illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد صبح اے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ. 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 محمد الرسول اللہ. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے, جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے, جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. او اللہ, with your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, bless us with the best of this world and the best of the akhirah. Don't deprive us of the good things of this world and the good things of the akhirah. Ay Rabb Kareem, we know we are deserving of your ghazab, of your anger, of your wrath because of our actions and our deeds. But my beloved Allah, you don't like punishment. You dearly love forgiveness. Therefore, my beloved Allah, we are seeking from you amnesty. Governments of the world give amnesty, my beloved Allah. We are seeking your amnesty. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے, مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ. گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ. تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ, وہ امید کرم آیا. گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ. Know that we are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. But where do we go, my Allah? Where do we go? We have come to your door with great hope. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda ba'um. دے کرم banda ba ummide karam aaya tere dar par tera banda ba ummide karam aaya tere dar par tera banda ba ummide karam aaya
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا رب كريم يا بلغنا الله يا رحيم الله يا كريم most forgiving most compassionate most loving most caring Allah most beneficent most merciful Allah يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, forgive each and every one of us. We are acknowledging every sin of ours. We are not bragging. We are not justifying about sins. My beloved Allah, we are not justifying. How can we justify before you? You have seen everything. You have known everything. Ay Rabbi Kareem, you could have destroyed us there and then. You could have brought embarrassment, shame, disgrace, humiliation upon us the moment we engage in sins. My beloved Allah, if we engage in adultery, fornication, watching porn sites, taking drugs, drinking wine, or any other kind of haram, you could have destroyed us there and then. You could have brought embarrassment upon us. But how loving you are, how caring you are, how kind and compassionate you are, how merciful you are. Oh my beloved Allah, how generous you are, how tolerant you are. How beautiful you are. In spite of all our sins, you are still giving us so much to eat and drink and wear and travel around. Hey Rabbi Kareem, we are seeking forgiveness of all sins, major or minor, sins committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of night. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabiya Taq, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Rabbi Kareem, we have extended our begging bowls before you after this majlis of zikr. Ay Rabbi Kareem, fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the muhabbat of Nabiya alayhi salatu wa sallam. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the love of good deeds into our hearts. My beloved Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tamam. My beloved Allah, nafs and shaitan are not going to come to our assistance. We don't know when our death will come, where it will come, how it will come. How can we then be in haram establishments and haram places and haram actions and deeds, my beloved Allah, give us the realization that angel of death is just behind us. Ay Rabbi Kareem, when the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, watching some haram on the internet or the television screen. Ay Rabbi Kareem, let our death come in a state that you are pleased with us. When the time comes of our death, take us to Madina Tayyiba. تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گور و کفن ہوتا اے رب کریم bless us all with good health bless the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with good health Physical health and spiritual health. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether they're in hospital, clinics, in homes or amongst us or anywhere in the world. Ya Rabbi Kareem, bless them with complete shifa. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy and jealousy. Make us yours and become ours. Make us yours and become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, palak mera sahi. If you are ours, our businesses will give us barakat, our homes will give us comfort, our children will give us fullness of our eyes. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours, my Allah. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our home, in our life, in our time. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Those who have gone for umrahs, make their umrahs maqbool and mabroor. Make their ziyarat maqbool and mabroor. Ay Rabbi Kareem, give us a share in their duas that they will be making for us. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ay Rabbi Kareem, unite the hearts of the Ummah around the globe. Bless the entire mankind with Hidayat. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannat. Those who have become obstinate, made up their minds, they will never accept Islam, but continue with the tyranny, oppression and suppression. Then, my beloved Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and the Samud. Send the gale force winds against them. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Send the flood waters against them. You are the same Allah that was at the time of Badr, at the time of Uhud, at the time of Khandaq, at the time of Fatah Makkah. Ay Rabbi Kareem, aaj bhi tu wohi khuda hai. Ya tu unko hidayat de de, aur agar hidayat muqaddar mein nahi hai because of their obstinacy, then my beloved Allah, remove them from the surface of the earth. Ay Rabbi Kareem, create the conditions for the closing down of all establishments of haram. Ay Rabbi Kareem, give us peace and happiness in our country. Ay Rabbi Kareem, apne fazl ka maamla farma. Don't look at our sins. Don't look at our sins. If you are going to look at our sins, then we are going to face nothing but destruction. Ay Rabbi Kareem, look at your shan of Rahimi and Kareemi. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how much he sacrificed for the Ummah. We have shown no appreciation of his sacrifices. In his time, the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood and the nasara, they troubled him. Today we, who call ourselves the ummatis of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, with our actions and our deeds, we cause such pain and suffering to the sensitive heart of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbi Kareem, abdullah farma. Unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Bless us with the best of dunya and akhir. Rasul-e-Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummat of Nabi-e-Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Rabbi Kareem, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations, the tamanna of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you. Ay Rabbi Kareem, fulfill their good wishes, desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the tests and the trials, the sicknesses and the diseases of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you. Ay Rabbi Kareem, with your fazal, with your kindness, with your ihsan, remove the suffering, the pain, the difficulties and hardships. Ay Rabbi Kareem, those who have passed away, fill the graves with noor. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Give sabr jameel adil azim to the kith and kin family members. Make their lives easy, my Allah. Ay Rabbi Kareem, ab jaise bhi hai, حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول کر لے, قبول کر لے, قبول کر لے. گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا, تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ امیدِ کرم آیا. ربنا تقبل منا. أنت السميع الحليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.